With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel taking steps aimed at increasing the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza. It follows a phone call between President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
We've had a statement from the White House welcoming an announcement by the Israelis. They say they will open two crossings into Gaza for humanitarian aid and enhance one other crossing. In that White House statement, there is a note of caution. They say these measures must now be fully and rapidly implemented. But it does seem there is some sort of shift.
The BBC's Will Vernon in Washington. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. is awaiting the outcome of an Israeli probe of the airstrikes that killed seven Gaza aid workers.
We expect the Israelis to conduct a thorough, comprehensive, complete, and transparent investigation. We look forward to finding out the results of that investigation, and we'll move on from there.
President Biden pays a visit to Baltimore today.
The president will survey the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse and receive an update from local and state officials. The Biden administration has already approved $60 million in emergency funding to help clear debris and reopen the Port of Baltimore. The president will also use today's visit to repeat this message to the people of Maryland and Baltimore.
We're with you. We're going to stay with you as long as it takes.
Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, from the upper Midwest, across upstate New York into New England, an early spring storm has whipped up gusty winds, dumped a lot of snow, and has left hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses without power. Rescue teams searching for a family of five feared trapped in a rock slide following Taiwan's biggest earthquake in 25 years. The quake has claimed at least a dozen lives. On Wall Street, Dow features up 57 points. NASDAQ features ahead 52. This is SRN News. Iowa takes a stand for religious liberty.
Republican Governor Kim Reynolds has signed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. It's a carbon copy of the federal act passed three decades ago and reinforces the religious liberty enshrined in the First Amendment to the Constitution. Iowa joins 25 other states that have passed their own Religious Freedom Restoration Acts, even as threats to religious liberty have increased in the U.S. in recent years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll finds that most Americans are aware there has been a rise in anti-Semitism in the country following the deadly Hamas attack on Israel last fall. The Pew Research Center report also reveals that Americans are broadly comfortable with speech both for and against Israel and the Palestinians, but most adults are not okay with the calls for violence against Jews or Muslims. Meanwhile, large percentages of both Jews and Muslims say they have been offended by something they either read or saw reported on the news in regard to the war in Gaza. SRN News. Cost of borrowing for a home is on the rise again.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose to 6.87% this week. It's now just below where it was 2 weeks ago. Higher rates can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs on a home loan, limiting how much home buyers can afford. Despite a bumpy trajectory this year, the average rate on a 30-year mortgage is still down from 7.79% in late October. That overall decline in rates from their recent peak helped lift sales of previously occupied U.S. homes in January and February. I'm Alex Vega.
NASA investigating an unidentified falling object, a nearly 2-pound cylindrical-shaped object that crashed through the roof of a home in Naples, Florida last month. Now, at the Kennedy Space Center being analyzed, speculation it could have come from the International Space Station, although space debris usually burns up while reentering the Earth's atmosphere. More details at SRNNews.com.